I was just thrilled to be able to work with him and make this possible, and it was through his hard work and his advocacy that we were able to turn this around very quickly and be able to expand this gym so that we can have more people and more teams utilizing this, and also make the fields ready for soccer and bring more people to this community center, which means that we'll have more people recreating, getting healthy, getting to know each other, and serving the population of the city of Syracuse. But none of this would have been able to happen without the strong advocacy of the Assemblyman. So I'm here to say thank you to him. I know that all of our constituents behind us will say thank you to him as well. And the students, high school students and young people who use this facility will also be beneficiaries of all of the hard work that he has done. So with that, let me introduce the man of the hour, Assemblyman Magnarelli.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner, and the Board of Education Commissioner. Thank you very much for being here. You know, it's amazing for me to sit in, to stand in this center, the Magnarelli Center. Armand Magnarelli was not only a relative of mine, but a very close friend, and someone who really took athletics and being in shape to heart. He was a great athlete. And loved sports right up until he passed away. So to put something back into the community, this is about neighborhoods. It's about quality of life from being a youngster all the way to my age, right, guys? So this center is there for everybody. And you know, there are hundreds of young people that play basketball and take part in activities after school here every day. And there are obviously many people who are a little older than high school who take part in recreational activities here every day, as the mayor said, from 8 o'clock in the morning on.